You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
What it do, world? It's the world's famous Fleet DJs and the legendary Cocaine, most featured artist in the game. Fleet DJs got it popping. They know how to break them records, boy.
DJ King Flo.
So I don't care if you in Chi-Town, Atlanta. If you in California, Northwest, Cleveland, Ohio, DC, New York, Miami, all over the world.
Mixtape Addict.
It's the world's famous Fleet DJs, y'all. And that nigga Cocaine. Check it out.
Jay, would you play my song? Two-stepping in the club all night long. Nigga wanna hear jam on the turntable. That's my jam, shake a tail feather. Put it on the platter where it matter, get lotta, 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 low to the floor. Lower than my motherfucking rack, 6'4". Here we go, here we go, here we go. This motherfucker poppin' tonight, wall to wall. Nothing but a Fleet DJ's party, y'all. They was spinning the records from the hardest. Blowing up majors, independent artists. From the clubs to the radio to the streets. They got it sold up with classic in the seats. Fleets can't be touched. So don't forget about the DJs, they play the most important part. If it wasn't for them, nigga, playing shit loud, you'd be back to where you start. So don't forget about the DJs, they play the most important part. If it wasn't for them, nigga, playing shit loud, you'd be back to where you start.
Fleet DJs.
DJ King Flo.
Of a lot of things, man. A lot of shit I done forgot I did. Just pray for me, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all just forgive me for them secret sins.
Money. DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
You can do it for the love or do it for the dog. Don't be no darn fool, you better get your paper up. Sweet as a buttercup. Here dancing with bulls like Kevin Costner. I don't be stepping with no imposters. Halloween dress up cats that wanna act like they from the struggle just because they rap. I don't be messing with that, it ain't official. Fight break out right now, they in the back with the bishop. Using up all the toilet tissue, scared as hell. So that's the reason when you rap, better keep your real. YN's attached ya, you acting extra. Get a little bread, acting like they next up. Ballin', but them bills are still calling. Get that paper up, push through, and stop stalling. No longer mess with birds, but get to the bread. Ain't nothing wrong with an honest life with Christ instead. It's peace.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive me.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive me.
DJ King Flow.
Switch to blackout mode when I'm spitting. The point of origin still remains hidden. I touch on concepts somehow forbidden. Symmetry, it was written in stone. Switch to blackout mode when I'm spitting. The point of origin still remains hidden. I touch on concepts somehow forbidden. Something like the last of a dying breed at light speed. Driven by hunger, a lion gotta feed. My plight is a humble mixture, trying to make the scene pop. Life is a motion picture, this is just a screenshot. So I fade in and out of reality like Neo, with rhymes like pressure points, incognito. Believe me when I say that it was all written. Half dark matter, half kinetic vision. Simple incisions and grab my slice. From when dead or in prison was my childhood's vice.
Usually a data burst is digitized and compressed. It's also encoded, and there's many different ways of doing
symmetry,
that.
Symmetry, balance, it was written in stone. Switch to blackout mode when I'm spitting. The point of origin still remains hidden. I touch on concepts somehow forbidden. Symmetry, it was written in stone. Switch to blackout mode when I'm spitting. The point of origin still remains hidden. I touch on concepts somehow forbidden.
DJ King Flow.
Nice and free, man. Junk costs a lot.
Mixtape addict.
Well, you've been through what I've been through. You know the pen is a saving grace.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape addict.
My ink been stamped. I done ran through forms from basements torn to applause and storms, no flash. Spit flames in a groove too warm, cut gems, 20 carats where the loops perform. I been slept on floors, money grip on debt. If the pain paid rent, checks come in wet, still stitch, hold tapes with a close cassette. Then I draft blue gold, no regrets in the text, lace tone, pissing dirty on the sheets laid on. Hurricane, through the droughts, never chased the rain, name ring, odd. In the mouth of fame, but the echo hit clean when the clout went lame. From a shoebox vault to a 12-bar chapel, Ernella gets in elements where the gravel grapples. Let the hush hum hymns where the shackles shatter. They auction rappers, but it's not a raffle. They talk, I move, critique, and approve. New city, new crowd, same dudes to prove. Tight mic, no flinch, no fear, low feet. Pay me, you should know, being nice ain't free. They talk, I move, critique, and approve. New city, new crowd, same dudes to prove. Tight mic, no flinch, no fear, low feet. Pay me, cause you know being nice ain't free.
Beethoven was black. Truth is a key. Only time I rap on a chord, I'm not a puppet.
DJ King Flow.
Victoria Thorn, color pink. These niggas all up my ass. A lot of y'all let them pass. Surround my Grammy with glass. How I caught cases. I still ain't got my roses. I'm waiting. I bought some vases. I laugh at everything they used to say. Used to judge me, call me ugly. Still, I never changed my face. Just my place on your list. Top five. I couldn't let a bitch top me if I was bi. Couldn't let a nigga top me if I was TDE. So they can't see me. Niggas hate, now they spin the block like a CD. Periodically tables turn like HE helium. God will rise, I see through nip eyes, a real G. Hold up, wait a minute. Some of y'all might listen more if I throw some pussy in it. Some of y'all pussy in you. Yeah, bitch. When I lose, the city got my back like the Knicks. In the center of the storm like Patrick, y'all average. Y'all can't fuck with what I average. Three classes back to back, one Grammy out the door. I'm coming four mode. No chase, just attraction. Turn your career to a caption, mine a wiki. Doing rain dances like Missy, I can't stand y'all. I'm AI with the band on. Y'all artificial, my artificial like Basquiat. Y'all niggas in boxes while we just box a lot. Been fighting my way through for this culture we call hip hop. What y'all mean y'all don't like this? I really think you niggas is jealous cause y'all don't write shit. I know all of your writers, ha ha bitch. Raise my seat up in this bitch like a bar mitzvah. All my black Hebrews, Hebrews, we stand with you. Kyrie, Kyrie, we stand with you.
Stronger than ever.
DJ King Flow.
I'm back, nigga.
Mixtape addict.
Yeah, yeah. New York is just one crumb on the map. One crumb ain't a lot. You happy with that piece? I'm gonna need that pie to satisfy my thirst. Pacify my greed for blood, money, and power. Fans turn me to a monster, addicted to when they scream. You had one hit in your life, 1 second of fame. One of you niggas act up, everybody pays. All of you niggas back up, or I'ma start spraying. It's the ring around the Rolian, pocket full of old men. Ashes to ashes, all my fallen soldiers. Reminds me to bring my gun, bring my blade. Kills niggas on contact, just like Ray. Can't find P, I'm M.I.A. Our MIA, drinking wet willies. This is global dominance. You on some block shit, I'm in the UK. Turning apples to oranges.
It's Mobb Deep against the world.
I don't think y'all niggas hear me though, man. Nope, y'all hear me.
It's Mobb Deep against the world.
But I'm supposed to be scared. I got machines too, nigga. Big ones.
It's Mobb Deep against the world.
Nigga, I just bought 4 plastic rocket launchers, nigga.
It's Mobb Deep against the world.
Call 40, tell them I need some more rockets off the internet. I'm finna finish,
DJ King Flow.
Is it right? Yeah. Go right, let me see.
Mixtape. Show
me the coke, show me the bread. I hear you talking, but show me instead. I got some shit that'll go through your head. If trying to get over, even go through your head. Plug in the county, he had a lot. He know that he probably gonna go to the feds. He had a safe, but knew it was over the second he seen him flip over the bed. Show me the coke, show me the bread. I hear you talking, but show me instead. I got some shit that'll go through your head. If trying to get over, even go through your head. Plug in the county, he had a lot. He know that he probably gonna go to the feds. He had a safe, but knew it was over the second he seen him flip over the bed. Work in the house, work in the car. I got that work that'll cook in the jar. I had a spot, but
shout to my people, you know who you are.
Shout to the few stuck by me, ain't never tried me, even when money was hard. You and your squad still chasing 100 a day, I'm twisting that up in cigars. Bagging up raw, told him wear gloves. She was right on him, he thought it was love. He got a settlement, blew through a dub. Now she don't answer when he hit her up. That's when he learned, money just burned. People only fuck with you when you up. He hustled it back, started to stack. House full of cash, money and drugs. Show me the coke, show me the bread. I hear you talking, but show me instead. I got some shit that'll go through your head. If trying to get over, even go through your head. Plug in the county, he had a lot. He know that he probably gonna go to the feds. He had a safe, but knew it was over the second he seen him flip over the bed. Show me the coke, show me the bread. I hear you talking, but show me instead. I got some shit that'll go through your head. If trying to get over, even go through your head. Plug in the county, he had a lot. He know that he probably gonna go to the feds. He had a safe, but knew it was over the second he seen him flip over the bed.
DJ King Flow.
They all say they from the streets.
Hey.
They say they living like a boss.
Hey.
They all say they getting to the money, rocking big diamonds on the cross.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
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 Hey.
They say they rapping for a living,
no, no.
But I ain't never heard a song. They be trying to get a feature when I tell them pay me, why they think I'm wrong.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to. I just do what people don't do. I give them music they can bump to. As a kid, I wanted fun, dude. Run to the forum when I come through. Look like a car show when I pull up. Life for the party when I walk through. They saying they love me, but now I don't see them. Ha, conversation costs too. Might be the game I get lost to. I heard grinding, making boss moves. Had to get up and go get it. Stomach started hurting. Now when I done caught food. This shit I'm speaking probably caught shoot. Puerto Rican Johnny called through. Speak fluent Spanish and I talk loot. 100 things. see for what he brought through. Hey. They all say they from the streets.
Hey.
They say they living like a boss.
Hey.
They all say they getting to the money, rocking big diamonds on the cross.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
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 Hey.
They say they rapping for a living.
No, no.
But I ain't never heard a song. They be trying to get a feature when I tell them pay me, why they think I'm wrong.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
Hey.
I just do what y'all want to.
DJ King Flo.
Yeah. Why bother talking, nigga? Why?
Mix it.
Yeah. What more can I say? I put the numbers up, I'ma run it up, I'ma keep getting to the pay. If you ain't one of us, I feel sorry for you, cause you only getting in the way. I show the trench love, they reciprocate, swear I be getting it every day. Careful, they could be building a case. What more can I say?
Big BSS, fuck these niggas.
What more can I say?
What more can I say?
I swear. If I talk about it, ain't no way around it. We try to set the record straight. Niggas ain't fucking with me, probably never was. I'm dead on my mind.
I say,
we'll get you what you ask for. It's 43 like Pascal. Niggas acting all bashful. Must ain't got the cash flow. This ghost gun from my bro lad. He make toys like Hasbro. 40 on me like Haslam. He make noise like assholes. That last bar was obnoxious. Digging deep in my subconscious. A couple racks in the front too, but it's 3 grams in my sub pocket. Hitting licks while the fuzz watching. Tour dates, we was drug shopping. You ain't never been hands on. You ain't like that little bus stopping. Next bar like I'm club hopping. I'm a nigga that love profit. It give me power like plug sockets. You less value like flood watches. What that bank is a dub stopping. My wine shooting like Klay Thompson. Sideline of the game with it, but I'm still balling like I'm James Johnson. What more can I say about it? Listen closer, nigga, that's that. 2025, let's fact rap. Yo shit dull like Matt Black. Every time that I rap, you know the voice like Jack Black. I'ma keep counting these racks. No stove guy, but I'm back. It's Ricky. What more can I say?
I put the numbers up, I'ma run it up, I'ma keep getting to the pay. If you ain't one of us, I feel sorry for you, cause you only getting in the way. I show the tricks, love, they reciprocate, I swear I be getting every day.
DJ King Flo.
Circle is perfect symmetry. No weapon that's formed against me, I pity thee. Fools who play with the God committing bigotry. I stay on point because the streets be watching. I keep a tool prepared for when it's popping. Duck up north somewhere in Stockton. These niggas lame and they be pocket watching. I hustle like I really got no options. Pitching work and rhymes for profit. In my city, no telling who really friend of folk. Stations in the barrel while living through modern minstrel shows. My little brothers and I hustle like Al Capone. Now it's ownership. Don't shit in places we call our home. Became the plug. I carry weight like a muscle up. Above the bar, I'm cold. These other niggas should bundle up. I'm super fly. No Blaxploitation or Ron O'Neill. Black Dynamite. No parry. These bitch, I chop for real.
I got grenades for sale. I got displays. I got the blazing trails on deck, baby. These Planet Asia sales. Distributing this dope off of double ups. My fish scale gave the listeners the bubble guts. Gully guy, digital dart thrower. Early off the porch calling the shots, giving out Frank H. Park orders. What you hearing is what they taught us. They even fought us before this wave was even thought of. Between the crosshairs, the warfare was spiritual. This the cloth, yeah, my furniture's just from Liverpool. And oh yeah, I'm allergic to jigaboos. I pray that they get the point like residuals. I'm just trying to make my tunes match the visuals. One nation under PA, indivisible. With no interruptions, just some sick production. Let the man cook, he needs no introduction. Shut your mouth up and do the knowledge. Tools to scholars getting cream like Baskin and Robbins without robbing. Chain. Getting cream like Baskin and Robbins without robbing.
DJ King Flo. Mix it.
Shot it 22 times, but I hit 4 niggas. Figure 4s, figure rolls on my neck. Figure
Mo with pistol, a pistol in his throat. Caught him game over, six chase bottles, walk with hangovers, almost crossed the Range Rover.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Across the Range Rover Sport, AK told him take over. Listen, hear me. Ah.
Wait, hold up.
Mixtape addict.
Hey yo, shot it 22 times, but I hit four niggas. Figure fours, Figueroa's on my neck. Figueroa pistol, a pistol in his throat. Caught him game over. Six ace bottles, walk with hangovers. Almost crashed the Range Rover Sport. AK told him take over. Listen. I'm the flyest nigga ever. Where's the motive? King of Kings, we lustin' pistol squeezing. Chanel sneakin' screechin'. We fleein' fuckin' Spanish Keisha out on La Biza with Mona Lisa Leisure. Fiend never dropped the pipe when he had a seizure. Should've been there and seen it, we even. And yo, the baddest bitch ever fucked, I forgot her name. Shoot your block so low, it's not a game. I'm talkin' blood everywhere, all type of brains. I'm saying stain on stain, on top of stain. I forgot a name. Shoot your block so low, it's not a game. I'm talking blood everywhere, all type of brains. I'm saying stain on stain, on top of stain.
Judge a man by his character.
DJ King Flo.
We can tell if you're an amateur out here. Or you well seasoned with it, you
mixtape
know?
Mixtape addict.
We can tell. Yeah, straight out with Dina God. I've been running with renegades. Like alligators straight fighting in the Everglades. Needles in alleyways, infested with AIDS. In the projects, the feds doing drug raids. Hey yo, Bobby, I need that work tailor made. I could test it out, cut it up with a razor blade. And when it comes to that food, I need the highest grade. You move a certain way, yeah, I could tell that you paid. No disrespect to you, ag, I've been self-made. And when you get to that paper, they start throwing the shade. It's consequences if you dudes would ever betray. I'm real, I don't know the image you think I betray. You testosterone cats that wanna be brave and never see hell. Ask a law if you wanna be saved. It's free game from the streets and come with a grave. We coming for heads and no, we not asking for names. All the war, you already know the protocol. It's hell on earth, listen, I survived it all. Never satisfied, so I gotta strive for more. Money's my appetite, so I gotta grind for more. All the war, you already know the protocol. It's hell on earth, listen, I survived it all. I'm never satisfied, so I gotta strive for more. Money's my appetite, so I gotta grind for more.
DJ King Flo.
Insecte avec un set de l'enfoiré.
Bonnie,
spin gamin.
Bonnie,
mixé.
Kick, stomp, beat the shit out. Come on, man. Kick, stomp, beat the shit out. Come on, man. Kick, stomp, beat the shit out. Come on, man. Beat the shit out. Come on, man. Beat the shit out.
DJ King Flo.
Beat the shit out. Come on, man. Kick, stomp, beat the shit out. Come on, man. Kick.
La coke, t'es trop paranoïaque, pas qu'à l'oral. On fait tous des fautes, sans par bastos sous la Norac. Le Z, l'oméga, j'ai pas mon baccalauréat. J'mange des pantalons et là j'en ai dans le pantalon. J'ai pas les mots, j'les frappe. J'ai passé trop d'étapes. J'roule des connes et j'rappe. J'évite les connes et le star. J'mérite des sommes, faut que toutes ces folles s'écartent. Quand y'a un pote qui part, c'est pas un mirage. Mauvais tirage, éteins la lumière quand ma grosse s'écrase sur ton visage.
Moi c'est le S, O-U-F, des freestyle bâtards serrés à 5 dans une caisse. Et y'a le SDF qui demande une pièce. Quête mes cernes, j'ai besoin d'une sieste. J'arrive dans le son comme si j'étais le rappeur du siècle. Je les défonce comme les vapeurs du bled. C'est des acteurs comme le président d'Ukraine. Je descends du train à des chiens qui ont du flair. Des dégradés militaires. Des parcours n'a ni queue ni tête. Comme une discussion de demi-pleine.
Yes you can.
Can I
About your bomb threats. I'ma stand on what I said no matter how wild it gets. There's nothing to discuss. Niggas bleed just like us, like Biggie. In the everyday struggle, niggas are knock your hustle. 10 times out of 10, it's niggas with no hustle. That's why nowadays I keep my gun on my waist. And I'm about that nightlife like Young Z and Pace.
We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Living in New Jersey is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in Trenton is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in the bricks is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in New Jersey is do or die.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
We here, you know, Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I have your host, King Flo. I have my special guest today, you know, legendary classic CEO of the Fleet DJs. How's your day going so far, bro?
Going good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man, doing great. You know, on the grind, man, 24-7.
Yeah, I feel you. You have to be, you know what I'm saying? You have to be. Yeah,
got to. And I have a tradition in the Mixtape Addict Show, bro. I have to ask you, you know, I always ask the same question to all my guests. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
My all-time favorite DJ is my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, he the one that got me into this whole situation. And, you know, he back in the day, because he had a record deal back in the day with Antoinette and different things like that. Like, he was the one as my all-time favorite DJ because he was doing the tricks. He was doing everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's my inspiration and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Well, the talent runs in the family from what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to all the DJs out there, you know, putting the work in, man, trying to change things in this crazy world, man.
No doubt.
And I have another mixtape question for you, bro. I think I know the answer, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Of course I do. Funny thing is, I recently I started doing something with the Fleet DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like, just bringing back the whole element of the whole mixtape thing, because that's what, you know, got Fleet to where it was, that, you know, doing mixtapes and stuff. And, you know, I was like, yo, we ain't done this in a long time. And I was like, let's get back to doing the 5 DJs on 1 mixtape, the 4 DJs, bringing back the host and, you know, doing the traditional style on how we used to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I definitely miss it.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, I think when the mixtape were really at the peak, you know, is when you had the most freedom in the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The exclusive songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you got the people was giving you those exclusive songs straight out the studio, you know what I'm saying, from various artists. Like, it was that era was dope. And me, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, still should be done. I try to do it a little different now or whatever, but it's that whole element, that's what made, you know, Fleet DJs as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing some things, like you've probably seen it on Lloyd Banks' Instagram account, the way he was doing those freestyle on industry.
Yeah, yep.
And
yep.
Only releasing the compilation on physical release so you don't get flagged for copyright. That's smart.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, gotta stay creative. You know, it's always opportunities to keep that mixtape spirit alive, and kind of like what you guys are doing with the Fleet Radio Network. You know, you allow to bring back that spirit, and like you say, you're bringing back the four DJs, five DJs on the tape. To salute you guys for doing that. You know.
Yeah, and you know the whole getting your cover done, like I miss all that. Like, I had to try to do something. Because that element, it ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these DJs now don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
So it was like I was teaching these guys what that was, too. You know?
And I've seen some things today. I've seen a post on Instagram today saying that DJ Drama and Young Jeezy are back together for another Gangsta Grillz tape. Ain't that some crazy shit? That's dope, man.
Yeah, that's good. You know, like, I wish, because, you know, just say hip-hop is coming back. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never go nowhere, but now it's coming back. Them artists that can rap are coming to the forefront. They're getting shine. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the mixtape DJs would get together, put something together, you know what I'm saying? That could be something. Maybe we could do something and bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, some way, do something, you know?
Yep, for sure. I think we're coming back to real authentic music. You know, like, I think from 2010 to 2020, 2021, there were a lot of bullshit music because everybody was trying to follow a wave to, you know, get some money, be able to pay the bills with music.
And
you know, times are changing. We see guys, you know, the Griselda guys, we seen the return of Lloyd Banks, and to be honest, 2025 has been a really dope year for hip-hop when you look
at it. I can't wait to that Mobb Deep album.
You heard the song they just dropped?
Yeah, I can't wait to that Mobb Deep album.
Hell yeah, man. It's so dope to hear Prodigy's voice again, man. That brought back...
That's the element that I miss, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these old school rappers, they're coming back dropping albums. You got your Coogee Raps, you got your Rakims, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was missing. A lot of those guys are coming out. Kwame dropped the album that was dope. You know, so, you know, it's a lot of that new good music coming out. Good feel. Yeah.
We've seen, man, LL Cool J, Eminem, you know, Busta Rhymes, Ice Cube, like you say, Deep, Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, man, shit.
Raekwon. Like, Billy Dance, he got a new project that he's pulling out. Like, this is what, you know, we've been missing, and it's coming out all at the same time, which is great.
Yeah, man, even Slick Rick, you know, it's so what Mass Appeal is doing, man. Shout out to Nas and Mass Appeal, because they're bringing back, you know, that energy. Like, I think 10 years from now, people will say, damn, 2025 was a hell year for hip-hop, man.
Yeah. Like, you would have thought that would have happened on the 50-year hip-hop. It just seemed like it should have happened then, but better late than never, you know?
Yep, for sure. And what was your favorite project that dropped this year?
It got to be between Ray and Ghost. It's between Ray and Ghost. It's been some projects that came out that went under the radar, you know what I'm saying? Like, but Ray and Ghost was like my top two or whatever. You know, Griselda, you know, a couple of the Griselda cats or whatever. I like the, what is it, Stab a Shot 2 joint that, what is that, 38 Spess and Benny the Butcher. Like, you know, it's been a lot of Graf put out some joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been some joints that came out.
Yeah, man. Ransom, too. We see our Nicholas Craven and Baldy James, too. Oh. You know?
It's been some... So, what's my man? RJ Payne. He dropped one in the way. I think it was a Leatherface joint. Like, that was crazy. It's been some joints.
Yep. And one thing that blew my mind recently was the return of Beanie Sigel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
With the real original voice, thanks to AI. That shit is...
Just the AI, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so dope. still
good. Yeah, like, there's been some projects out here. Like, I can't even front that, you know, this has been a good year as far as music for me, you know?
Yep.
Music ain't been that great.
Yeah, you're right, man. But, you know, times are changing. We're coming back to that real original sound, you know? So I'm happy about that, man. It's, you know, it gave us more motivation to us, you know, dudes that dedicated our lives to this shit, man. Makes us feel good, you know?
You're right.
Let's go back in time, man. Let's go back in time. When did you guys decided to start the Fleet DJs, and why did you do it?
The funny thing is, I ain't gonna say Fleet DJs was a mistake, but you know what I'm saying? It was a bunch of my peoples at my house, you know what I'm saying? I used to have a lot of people at my house in North New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we was already making beats, DJing, doing stuff like that. And I'm a producer as well, so, you know, I was producing a lot of these artist songs that was at my house or whatever. And, you know, from that, we had a group called the Compass Fleet. It was probably like 10 artists, you know what I'm saying? And it was like big group, like a Wu-Tang thing or whatever. And from that name, we took Fleet DJs, took the fleet from the Compass Fleet or whatever. And they went from there. We was doing a podcast back in 2001 called the Worldwide Alpha Communication Network. That was back in 2001. Nobody wouldn't think about no podcast. Mm-hmm. And we was on Podomatic back then, yes, or whatever. So, you know, it came from that. I started getting DJs sending me mixes. I think my first DJs was DJ Short Shot and DJ Dells or whatever. And then we had DJ Dub that was on XM Radio at the time sending us mixes. So it was just like, they already giving us the stuff, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what we could do as far as putting together like a crew or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it went from there and we just expanded, you know, to where it's at now, today.
Yes.
I put out a documentary called The Fleet, documentary Behind the Turntables. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's on Tubu. It's on Apple TV. People could check it out there or whatever. We're working on part two now, that which will be out in the wintertime sometime.
That's dope, man. And could you ever imagine, like, the influence of the Fleet DJs when you first started that?
Nah, because it was, like I said, it wasn't, you just doing it with your friends, you know what I'm saying? It was just something that I was doing. You know, I was doing music. I wanted to make it as a producer and stuff like that. But, you know, other things transpired and stuff, and it just worked out. It was never a plan of mine to be like, all right, I want the DJs to be big, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Until I saw it getting serious. When I seen it getting serious, that's when I had to learn the music business and take it seriously, and then like put my mind to things, you know what I'm saying? Because I never thought it would be what it is today.
Yeah, man. And also, you know, the influence was not only in the US, but you guys took it international. Yeah, I remember me when I started, you know, doing mixtape. I was like maybe 12 or 13 years old, and I was, you know, the Fleet DJ roster, man. And I saw guys from Germany, from France, from the UK. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy.
You was that young?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I did not know you was that young.
I started mixtapes. I was I think I was 13 years old, something like that. Wow. I'm 31 now, so you know.
It's been a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's mm-hmm. what's up. Like, you know, like, it's like I said, when it started getting big and people started to know what it is, then I really had to take it seriously and try to make it into something. Because, like I said, that wasn't my main focus on some real.
What made you want to reach out to the international DJs? Like, did you have a vision, you know, for that? Like, take the Fleet DJ thing to, you know, European markets, Asian markets, all that?
At the time, you know, when we first started getting international, we had a lot of US DJs. So it was to the point of, how can we expand to other countries? You know what I'm saying? And the other countries, you know, started noticing and knowing Fleet. So we was like, man, we need to expand this thing worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Because we all come together for the same thing, the purpose of music. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a family situation, we coming together for music, you know, at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, this is what we're here to do. And, you know, it just made sense to expand to these other countries because we're here for a purpose.
Yep.
And if we can help each other out, no matter where we at, that was the goal.
Mm-hmm. And tell the people, man, because, you know, Fleet DJ is not only a DJ coalition. It's more than that. You know, you guys actually have producers on board. You have artists on board. Tell the people, man, about all the things that you guys are doing.
The Fleet DJs, we got photographers, we got models, we got producers, we got hosts. It's a whole, we got the Fleet team, we got a non-profit organization called Fleet Inc. We got the Worldwide Alpha Communications Network, we got Fleet Radio Network, which is the biggest radio network on the net with over 95 stations worldwide. We got 2 mobile apps, we got 5 websites. We just did thefleetdjs.com over, so it's a brand new site up now. It's a lot going on here. You know, we do the Fleet Conference every year. This is the 15th year going down in Jacksonville, Florida next year, 2026, July 16th through the 20th. We have a lot going on in the Fleet right now. You know what I'm saying? We have a record label called Fleet Entertainment. We dropped a couple singles and stuff like that. We got a couple EPs up on the streaming sites and stuff. We got a new single coming out now with Kujo and Cocaine from the West Coast and Big Gip, which I produce or whatever. So that's coming real soon or whatever. I dropped a preview on the social media not too long ago. So that's coming. We just keeping it going, man. We just working, you know?
Yes,
trying
sir.
To fulfill our duties and help each other out on our goals, you know?
For sure, man. And the fact that you, you know, working on the single with Kujo, you know, that's legendary right there, man. That's paying homage, you know, to the one that paved the way, you know what I mean? Like, Kujo, one of the illest, man.
Yeah, those my guys, man. The Goody Mob, those my guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Cocaine is my guy. Like, you know, I try to, whatever they need, I'm always there to support, you know?
For sure.
Like, they always there for me. So, you know, you got to support the people that support you, no matter who they are. Whether they known or unknown, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm big on. People support me, I'm supporting you, or I'm supporting you, you support me back or whatever. But that's, you know, a lot of people, that's missing from a lot of things because people don't really do what they're supposed to support a person. They're always looking for something in the background or whatever. There's a lot of people I helped out, and I ain't asked them for a thing, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's because of that mentality that you are able to do all the things that you do with the Fleet DJs, you know, and years after, you know, more than 20 years after, you have the respect of, you know, everybody. Like, it's not a lot of people that have bad things to say about the Fleet DJs, you know, because of the wonderful things that you guys been doing.
Yeah, man, like, I like the image of, you know, helping people. Everything ain't about money, you know. Sometimes you gotta get paid, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, because it's a music business. But, you know, if you can go the extra mile to help people out and make people win, that makes it greater. Whatever for you and stuff like that. You achieve a lot of different things. People look at your work ethic and people look at what you're doing. It brings more to the table and stuff, whatever. So I'm always been that type of person.
Yeah, man. If you have the vision and you feel it in your heart that you have to do something, even if it's not about money, just feel it. You have to do it. It's what it is,
yeah,
man.
That's one thing about, you know, me. Like, we're starting the Fleet DJ Academy or whatever, which is going to help kids, even though we had the Fleet teams already that we mentoring, but we starting like a whole DJ academy and stuff like that that's coming soon. So it's all about, you know, helping people. It's a lot of people, especially kids, that need that guidance, or they want to get into something, or they're not sure what they want to get in, whether into whoever's music or whatever, but we're here to guide you and help you out with different things like that. So that's one thing people could be looking out for, because it's coming real soon.
That's dope, man. I didn't know about that. That's one way to keep the legacy alive, you know, pass the torch, yeah. Man.
Yeah. So, you know, it's we're a lot of grown folks here, but guess what? You got to show these kids what the, you know, the business and how to get into DJing or producing or whatever the case may be, you know?
Yep, for sure. Man, it's about keeping the legacy alive, man. You know, the legacy of real hip-hop and, like you say, the real good mentality, the spirit of hip-hop, you know, sharing things, you know, the knowledge, all that, man. It's got to be passed around, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, like, that's one thing I strive for and stuff. Like, you know, my kids and stuff, like, I show them certain things, you know what I'm saying, that they may not want to do music, but guess what? I'm going to give you that music background.
For sure. Yeah, man. You were talking about the Fleet DJ Conference, and I have a question for you, man. You know, like we said, you have a huge influence overseas. And when can we expect a Fleet DJ Conference out there? You know, France or Germany or whatever, you know?
That's something we're working on, you know what I'm saying? That's a It's been a thought in our mind or whatever. We just haven't achieved that part. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we're working on and stuff. And eventually it will come. Because the one thing about the Fleet Conference, it never stays in a city. Mm-hmm. It goes everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this year was in Atlanta, Georgia. Next year it's in Jacksonville, Florida. It moves around. So it ain't one of those conferences that just stays in one spot. So eventually it will be overseas. You know, I had a couple people talking to me about Puerto Rico or mm-hmm. even doing something on a cruise and different things like that. So it's going to get to these spots.
Yeah, that's a great idea on the cruise. I've seen it, like jazz artists doing that, hip hop artists doing that too.
So it's going to get to that point eventually, you know what I'm saying? So we 15 years in coming up, so anything is possible to the following years, you know?
For sure, man, for sure. And you guys, you know, been doing a lot of things, you know, different things, like we say, you know, rocking the DJ Coalition, producers, all that, you know, like the DJ Academy, but what are you going to do next, like in the next 5 years? Like, what are you working on? Because I know you're a workaholic, bro.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. We got Fleet Films, so we're going to start doing small films and stuff, whether they're documentaries and, you know, besides Fleet stuff or whatever. So we do have one in the works that's going to be on Strictly Hip Hop or whatever. I could give a little insight on that. We got, you know, a bunch of legendary people. They're going to be doing, you know, doing a lot of different things, talking about hip hop and the basics and, you know, different things like that. It's going to be a more in-depth documentary. So we're going to be doing little things like that and put stuff like that together and stuff. The producer stuff, we're going to have albums coming out as far as all the producers together working on an album and stuff. Shoot, my list is so long. Stuff that I want to achieve, you know. But me, I try to take one thing at a time, and at least to get it started, and then I may go to something else or whatever. But that's you know, two things that I know that we have in mind that I can't talk about. I don't want to give out all my ideas for people.
And sometimes, you know, it's better not to talk about, because, you know, if you talk about it too much, it might never happen.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, like, I'm a real closed person, so when it drops, that's when people see it, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't do too much talking on social media.
Yep.
I barely do interviews.
Yeah, I had to have you on there, man. You know, like, the story of the Fleet DJ is interesting, and you have a special, you know, entrepreneurial mentality. Like, you're always bringing new ideas on board, creating new concepts. It's something that I respect a lot, because it's not everybody that have that mentality and that have that vision, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Like, we have two magazines. We have Straight Official magazine, and we have the Fleet Mag, which, you know, we're putting a lot of energy into as well, or whatever. Like, those magazines are just traditional magazines doing interviews and, you know, stories and, you know, kid stuff, and it's just, you know, they're well-rounded. So mm-hmm. we got a lot going on with those two magazines, and of course we got the Fleet TV as well. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of moving parts here, and just keeping everything consistent and rolling is what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And who influenced you in your life, like, to come up with those entrepreneurial mindsets? You know, like, is it like Master P, Jay-Z, those guys, you know?
Tell you the truth, nah, my father was in the music business, you know what I'm saying? He was one of the head guys in the Zulu Nation.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, my family is who I follow, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know, a lot of those guys, Master P. 50 Cent was one of them guys I followed a lot, and, you know, just, you know, regular people like anybody else. But my family, I have a lot of influential people in the music business in my family and stuff. Like, Whitney Houston was in my family. Where she is part of my family, my cousin and stuff. Okay. But, you know, I have a lot of people that was in my family that is in the business. So, looking at these people do what they do and stuff like that. But my father, you know, he worked for record labels, and, you know, he did, like, you know, different things in the business. Of course, I told you he was one of the head guys in the Zulu Nation. My brother as well, you know what I'm saying? So, I look at them as my people that inspired me into what I do today, because I sat there and I looked at them as a young kid doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen rappers do what they do, but I didn't really know what they did. I just seen them rap. But my family, I saw what they did because I was sitting right there and stuff, and they was actually doing it, and they was around rappers or whoever, actors and whatever, you know, they was around these people. So my inspiration was definitely from them live. And you know, you got your, like I said, you got your 50 Cent, you got your Master P, your Jay-Z's, your Birdman. Looking now, looking at what, you know, what's out there now and stuff like that, yo, them people were very influential into trying to not say be them, but trying to get your stuff on the level of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So but at a young age, my father and my brother was definitely those people.
Well, shout out to everybody in your family, you know, that made sure that they passed the torch and gave you the right mindset, man. That's so important right there.
Yeah, like, you know, like people take, you know, stuff for granted, but I didn't. I never knew I was going to be in the music business. You know what I'm saying? I was something that was just trying or whatever. Like, even when I did my first, very first mixtape, I did it with one of my friends. It was called Soul Originals. That was our little mixtape group. But we was just, all we was doing was putting songs on a cassette tape. It wasn't like, it was like when we was doing the mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? But it was, that was my start, put it that way.
We all got to start somewhere, bro.
Yeah. We called it our little mixtape because we was putting all our songs that we like on cassette tapes and stuff. So, you know, that was one of the, I guess, me trying to do something that I saw my brother and them do, you know what I'm saying? Or whoever was out at the time doing mixtapes and stuff. So, you know.
It's the foundation, man. And who could have imagined that, you know, starting with a little cassette tape, you're going to create the Fleet DJs and shit go global, bro.
Right. Because there was times where the Fleet DJs might not have been here. I know I sat in this, I had a meeting with Eric Nix, who at the time was the A&R Violator. And I came in there as a producer. Like, you know, he was like, I want these beats. And he picked like a whole slew of them. Guess what? I ain't even come back. And I was supposed to be in that first Violator album. I never came back.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know if I was nervous or whatever the case may be. Just know I didn't come back. But if I'd have took that route, Fleet DJ wouldn't have been here.
So, you know, it's the details, man, sometimes, the little things, man. You never know.
So, you know, certain things happen for a reason. I might have been on that Violator album, you know, for certain producers. Producers, they have their times and then they fade away.
Yep.
He ain't fading away. At this point in time where I'm at in my life, I can get to basically any artist. So it kind of worked out for me, you know?
Yep. Your shit, man. Yeah, you did the work, man.
Dude, I wouldn't have met you.
yep. Real shit, man. Real shit. Connecting the dots, you know, from France to the U.S., man. That's how we do it.
Yep. So, you know, like, things happen for a reason. You take certain paths, and that's just what it is.
Yep. And do you have any advice, man, for the young entrepreneurs, you know, DJs out there that are maybe listening to this show right now?
Just keep focus. Focus on what you're doing. Research. Google is free. So research what you're doing. Ask questions. Ain't nothing wrong with asking questions if you know people or anybody that does, you know, what you're trying to do. Ask questions, because ain't nothing wrong with that. And research. You know what I'm saying? And just do your best on what you're trying to do.
Yep.
Do your best, because nobody can tell you how to work. Do your best.
Yep, you're right. And also about that research thing, and, you know, they need to do that. Some people, they don't check the history, you know, they don't do the research.
No, they don't. And Google is free.
Yeah.
Why not use what's free? You know what I'm saying? You can find out anything you want or whatever. So all it is take time. Like when I was, you know, trying to figure out where all the, back in the day, I was trying to figure out where all these DJs had their mixtapes at. Every Friday, I used to take a couple of hours out and research where they had their mixtapes on and what platforms they was on. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, I was able to compile a big old email list and was able to get on those platforms. So it took research. If I didn't do the research, then none of them Fleet tapes would be there or whatever. So, you know, it takes time. You know, sometimes you got to sit back and just think about what you're doing instead of reacting.
Yep, I think you gotta be a hustler too, man, at the same time.
Yeah, you do.
Because, you know, some people,
you gotta want it.
they might be great at doing music, but they don't have that hustler mentality. So you won't go anywhere, you know?
Yep. You gotta want it. You know what I'm saying? This is something I wake up and I do. You know what I'm saying? I do it. Yep. So, you know, I deal with Fleet stuff 24/7. I may do other things in life, but guess what? I'm doing Fleet stuff at the same time or whatever I'm trying to do for myself personally or whatever.
Yep. So, it's called being dedicated, you making sacrifices, man, to pursue the dreams, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I just signed a sync deal, so I'm starting to focus on more doing TV stuff. Because I used to do TV stuff back in the day with Fox Sports or whatever. And I also used to do Stephen A. Smith theme songs, because my cousin used to do his theme songs when he was on ESPN Radio. Okay. So I used to record those things, make the beats, and then he'd go straight to the studio, we'd do recording in my crib, go straight to the show, and Stephen A. Smith is playing his theme songs and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. So it was a lot that I have done or whatever, so that people may not know about, but you had to read my bio.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you go back to the things that made you who you are, you know, at the beginning, you know, like you just told me about that situation, and you're going to go back to sync. You know what I mean? Like, it's all a cycle, man.
Yep. Like, again, I just signed that maybe about a month ago and stuff. So, you know, getting back and focusing on, you know, stuff that I want to do personally and stuff.
Yep. So, yep. It's because you feel it, man, in your heart, man. That's your mission. You know, if it's your mission, you got to accomplish that shit, man.
When I get off of this, I'm going to sit in my studio.
Yeah, man. And we only have a few minutes left in the convoy. And do you have any last words, man, for the people that have been following the movement for years? You know, what could you say to y'all? To your fans out there, bro.
Appreciate everybody, you know, rocking out with us, rocking out with me, rocking out with whoever's Fleet, you know what I'm saying? Like, just rocking out with us, appreciate y'all. We're going to keep stuff going. Whatever you want to see from us, hit us up, you know what I'm saying? We do have a hotline number, 404-465-1546. You know, make sure if you're not following us, follow us at Fleet DJs. Check out our websites, thefleetdjs.com. Check out fleetradionetwork.com. They can also listen to your shows on Mixtape Heat Radio and other stations that you on the Fleet Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot going on here. Just keep your eye on the prize, because there's going to be more stuff coming. We ain't stopping.
Can't stop, won't stop, bro. You know.
Stop.
Man. And that was a pleasure to have you, man. You know, classic from the Fleet DJs. You know, I had to have you on there, you know, talk some hip-hop shit, entrepreneur stuff. And I hope that this convo inspired people, you know, to pursue their dreams and, you know, just keep going and don't stop. That's the most important thing. Stay positive. Don't stop. Real shit.
Of course, you know, and keep messing with you, because you're bringing the people to the table. I see the people that you interview. You know what I'm saying? So, they need to, if they ain't checking you, they need to check you.
Oh, for sure, man.
They need to do it. So, you know, like, you're bringing the people to them, so.
Appreciate you, man. I'm trying to, you know, give a, in French we say, donner la parole, you know what I'm saying? To the ones that deserve it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Keep your grind, because you've been doing it for a long time, and you ain't slowed down.
No, my whole life, bro, my whole life.
I know.
Literally my whole life.
I asked to tell you, I didn't even know you was 13.
Yeah, back then I was 13 years old. I was born in 94.
You have a grind like that at 13, that's serious.
Yeah.
That's major.
Yeah, and it's just something that I dedicated my life to this, and you know, it's what it is. Even when I'm going to be old man with the beard all white, you know, I'll still be doing my thing, bro.
It's people that's in their 20s and 30s and they didn't have a grind like you had at 13.
I appreciate you, bro. That means a lot coming from you, man.
Nah, they didn't. Like, that. Just, your work speaks for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you ain't even got to say nothing. Your work speaks for it. So.
I'm like you, man. I don't like to talk too much on social media. I just rather, you know, put the work online so people can check it out. But I don't like to talk too much, you know?
There you go. That's how I stay in the cut.
All right, my bro. Thanks for your time. And that was a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Good looking, my bro.
Yes, sir. Take care, man. Peace.
Peace.